Blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 11, 29 to 32. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 11, verse 29 to 32. As the crowds increased, Jesus said, "This is a wicked generation. It asks for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites, so also will the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise at the judgment with the people of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom. And now something greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And now something greater than Jonah is here." My theme for reflection is when enough is enough. When enough is enough, responding to the light we already have. A man once told his friend that he would start exercising as soon as he found the perfect gym. Week passed, then months. Every gym he visited had some small flaw, too crowded, too expensive, and too far away. One day his friend laughed and said, "You don't need a better gym, you need a decision." Sometimes the problem is not the lack of opportunity, but the reluctance to act on what we already know. That simple insight helps us understand the moment in Luke 11, 29 to 32. As the crowds gathered around Jesus, many of them kept demanding more signs, more miracles, more spectacular evidence before they would believe. Yet Jesus had already taught with extraordinary authority, healed the sick, and transformed countless lives. The issue was not the absence of evidence, it was the unwillingness to respond. So Jesus speaks with unusual seriousness. "This is a wicked generation. It asks for a sign." Jesus Christ was speaking to people who had witnessed remarkable things. They had heard his teaching and seen his compassion, yet they remained hesitant, always asking for one more proof. Jesus therefore points them to the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah's preaching confronted Nineveh and led the people to repentance, so Jesus himself, his life, death, and resurrection would become the ultimate sign calling humanity back to God. What is striking is the comparison Jesus makes. The people of Nineveh repented when they heard a simple warning from Jonah. They did not demand miracles or extraordinary demonstrations. They believed the message and turned from their wrongdoing. Likewise, the Queen of Sheba traveled a great distance to hear Solomon's wisdom. Yet Jesus says that something greater than Jonah and greater than Solomon is now here. The tragedy is that those who have the greatest privilege were often the least willing to respond. Soren Kierkegaard once observed, "The Bible is very easy to understand, but we Christians are a bunch of scheming swindlers who pretend we cannot understand it." His point is sobering. Often the problem is not confusion but resistance. We sometimes keep asking for more clarity, more signs, more certainty, when the real issue is whether we are ready to change. This message speaks powerfully during Lent, a season designed for honest reflection. In the 21st century, we have more access to spiritual resources than any generation before us. Scripture in countless translations, centuries of Christian teaching, churches, communities of faith, and the witness of believers around the world. Yet, like the crowd around Jesus, we can still say, "Show us something more." Lent gently reminds us that what we already know may be enough to begin. A simple story illustrates this. A young professional once told her mentor that she was waiting for a dramatic spiritual experience before taking faith seriously. The mentor smiled and asked, "What if God has already spoken in quieter ways, through scripture, through people who love you, through moments that stirred your conscience?" That question changed her perspective. She realized that faith often begins not with spectacular signs, but with the courage to respond to the truth already given. Our Lord Jesus Christ's letter says, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." John 20:29. Faith is not built on endless demands for proof, but on trust in the revelation God has already provided. Lent, therefore, invites us to move from curiosity to commitment. The real question is not whether God will give us another sign, but whether we will respond to the one already given, Jesus Christ Himself. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where might you be waiting for more signs instead of responding to the truth you already know? Number two, what step of repentance or trust might God be inviting you to take during this Lenten season? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take 10 quiet minutes to read Luke 11:29-32 again. Ask yourself one simple question. What is one change God may already be calling me to make? Then take one concrete step toward that change today. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the greatest sign of God's love for the world. Forgive us when we delay obedience while asking for more evidence. In this Lenten season, give us humble hearts that respond to the truth we already know. Lead us from curiosity to commitment, from hesitation to trust, and from hearing your word to living it. May our lives reflect the grace you have shown us. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.